This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry. Let's go to Iraq now. We're only 70 miles west of Baghdad. Ramadi has fallen into the hands of the self-proclaimed Islamic State. And more than 500 people have been killed in the fighting and in execution since the weekend, including civilians and security personnel. ISIS forces also seized large stores of weapons from the city's military headquarters. Reportedly, some of those weapons given to the Iraqi government by the United States for this very fight. As Shiite militias mobilize to retake the city, the United States is downplaying the defeat.
To read too much into this single fight is simply a mistake. It really is.
That's Pentagon spokesman Steve Warren talking with reporters on Monday. With us now on the line, though, is Tim Arango, Baghdad bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. Tim, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be with you.
Tim, we've been watching this situation for months. As soon as the battle for Dikrit was over, Ramadi seemed to be the next one. What finally has led to the tipping point here where Islamic State fighters finally got in and overtook the town just 70 miles west of Baghdad?
Ramadi has been contested now for nearly a year and a half since the beginning of 2014. And once they were pushed away from Tikrit, it seems they regrouped in Anbar. And we're also told that they sent reinforcements from Syria for this offensive, and they came out with, you know, a barrage of suicide attacks and car bomb attacks and took over the rest of the city that they didn't already control.
So during that battle for Tikrit a couple of months ago, of course, the Shiite militias were mobilized. They're being mobilized once again, but that raises the question of their Iranian backers. Are there Iranian elements with these Shiite militias, whether they're advisors or commanders or clandestine Iranian elements that are now conducting the fight once again?
Yeah, certainly. I don't think it'll be as visible in Tikrit. When the Tikrit operation started, the militias were in charge and the Americans stayed away. And you actually saw photographs of Iranian advisors on the ground. I think in Anbar, you're going to see a little different situation. There's a great effort to show that these militias are under control of the prime minister. The Americans have said they will continue their air campaign as long as the militias are under control of the prime minister and not the Iranians, even though the Iranians will be there, at a distance, probably not so visible. And one of the big things the Americans want to make sure of is that there's coordination through the Iraqi government so there's not, friendly fire incidents where the Americans start bombing and they don't know exactly who they're bombing and inadvertently end up, you know, killing militiamen who are loyal to the government. Many, many, many units of Shia militias do answer to the prime minister, but some of the most powerful militias in reality are funded and supported and directed by Iran.
So we've talked about American airstrikes many, many times. Of course, sandstorms this time made those airstrikes difficult, if not impossible. The United States picks and chooses which battles they want to get involved in from the air. But there are, 3,000 Americans on the ground who we were told would be willing to advise, to help with intelligence, to maybe even help fight in certain situations. Is there any chance of seeing a stepped-up American involvement, even with special operations or at a small level here?
Well, I think the raid into Syria a few days ago showed that that's certainly a possibility. American commandos took off in helicopters from Iraq, flew into Syria, and killed one of those ISIS leaders. And so that obviously raises the question, are we going to see more of that here? I'd be very surprised, though, if we saw American forces out on the ground, even though there are many in the country. There is that sentiment that the Americans are not doing enough. Iraqis are always torn between this. Do they want the Americans or do they not want the Americans? But there's many people that say that, A, it was the Americans that pushed the prime minister to not use the militias in Anbar, and that's why Anbar ultimately fell. And there's also the sentiment that the Americans are way too cautious on their airstrikes. And that caution, though, is for a good reason. They want to avoid any civilian casualties. That's the last thing the United States wants here, especially after such a long and tortured history between the United States and the Iraqi people.
Tim Arango is Baghdad bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. Tim, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.